T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave, how are you?
I am doing all right. How are you doing, Paul?
Good, man. Can't complain.
I'm here too, Dave.
I know you are. I already know how you're doing.
I'm doing great.
You're always doing good, Dustin.
Except for when you forget to start Drew Brees. And you start Teddy Bridgewater.
He left Teddy Bridgewater in his lineup.
And he didn't win anyway? I mean, I'm used to believing that,
I know.
You know, Dustin wins no matter what.
In fairness, he would, even if he started Brees, he wouldn't have won.
Would not have
but it wouldn't have mattered. But it was not pretty, Dave.
It's all good.
Okay, well, so here's the first piece of advice I'm going to give you this week, Dustin.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't start a Saints quarterback. The Saints are on bye. Guaranteed 0 points.
Good heads
up. Go find Gardner Minshew. Go find Derek Carr.
Not in this league, Dave.
Donald, Ryan Tannehill.
This league that we're talking about, it's a two quarterback league. I only have two quarterbacks. I don't have a third right now because I traded. Jared Goff last week, but the only quarterbacks available, although I think Dustin has three, but the only quarterbacks available are like Ryan Finley, who's starting for the Bengals now, and I don't even know.
Well, he's not playing this week. They're on bye, aren't they?
They're on a bye. So the Broncos quarterback, Brandon Allen, is available. I think that's about it.
No.
And then maybe Case Keenum. I think that's the list.
If Keenum starts. Yeah, Case Keenum looking like a savior at this point.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Steelers running back situation. James Conner banged up. At first we thought it might be serious. Now we're not sure, but he may not play this week. Jalen Samuels has missed time, but he's expected to be back this week. How big, you know, is he the big free agent pickup right now?
He is, but I wouldn't invest any more than, you know, 10% of your fab, maybe a little more if you're desperate for a running back. And if it's a waiver claim, then, yeah, your first waiver claim can go toward Jalen Samuels. We've seen him play well when he's been given starters reps in the past. It looks like he could have quite a few this week because it's not just Connor that's banged up. It's Benny Snell, too.
Yep.
The only problem is that Connor might end up being just fine. You know, there's some optimism that he'll be able to play and that he'll be limited in practice to start the week, and that Connor will end up being, you know, in his usual spot for the Steelers with Jalen Samuels in a secondary role. So if you wanted to avoid that, there are players at each position that you can go and get instead, but no one that really stands out with as much upside for week 9, and maybe only week 9, as Jalen Samuels.
What about Mark Walton if he hasn't been picked up yet? Do you like him the rest of the year?
No, not really. You know, a Dolphins running back, that really doesn't, you know, get my heart racing by any stretch, but yeah, I can say some nice things about him, Bull. He played almost 90% of the snaps against the Steelers on Monday night. He's got a good three-down skill set. The coaches seem to like him. But the offensive line in mind – now, here comes the bad stuff. The offensive line is terrible. I don't think Walton is a particularly good running back. And the offense is abysmal, and the defense is so bad that the Dolphins are going to find themselves playing from behind, as they have been every week this season. Tough to expect Mark Walton to have a monster game. And the Dolphins have only scored 2 rushing touchdowns all year. That's what you're getting into if you spend a priority waiver claim on Mark Walton.
Got a murky situation there with the Cardinals running back situation. What's going to happen there?
It's David Johnson. It sounds like he's going to be on the shelf again this week, and Chase Edmonds could be on the shelf for multiple weeks. And they just traded for Kenyon Drake from the Dolphins. So Kenyon Drake, he hears his name in the trade rumors, and he goes, yes, I'm getting out. And then he ends up in Arizona. Oh, no, it's going to be rough. And his first matchup on a short week with a new team playing behind a bad offensive line is against the 49ers in their top-ranked defense. So I would not expect more than high single-digit PPR points from Kenyon Drake this week. He's out there in about 20% of CBS sports leagues. He's not going to be a very good starter. Won't be very helpful this week.
You know, it's funny, Dave, because in this one league, I'm 6-2 that I have – Kyler Murray and Lamar Jackson is my two starting, you know, it's a two quarterback league, and I start those two.
Yep.
And they have carried me this year because they've both been great. Obviously, Lamar was on a bye this past week, but they have the Niners and Patriots, respectively. You know, obviously, in a two quarterback league, you're starting them, but Do you consider not starting Lamar against the Patriots? Probably not, right?
It depends on who the other quarterbacks are.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the upside is still so rich that you've got to consider him a top 10 quarterback. Is he number one or number two or number three like he usually is? No chance. There's no way. That defense for the Patriots is extremely good. They are not just a byproduct of the offenses that they've faced. They've got some really talented players. They're scheming up really, really well. And I would imagine that they're going to have Lamar Jackson's number, but he can still rush for 100 yards and a touchdown and, you know, maybe limit the turnovers and get 150, 175 yards through the air and still be fine for fantasy, just not his typical huge numbers.
You know, I know you have the Jacksonville quarterback Gardner Minshew ranked, I think, is your sixth best quarterback this week.
Yeah.
Do we like him going forward the rest of the season? Maybe a good matchup this week, but how about the rest of the year?
I'm not ready to commit to him because I'm not sure if the Jaguars are ready to commit to him. Remember, they spent a lot of money to get Nick Foles. Foles got hurt in week one, and, you know, has he lost the job? It's possible, and it might come down to how Minshew does this week against Houston. The schedule isn't particularly easy for Jacksonville, if I recall correctly, the rest of the way. So with Minshew, it's more of a week-to-week thing. And this week, as far as quarterbacks go, is a replacement for Drew Brees, for Matt Ryan, for Jared Goff. Minshew's at the top of the list. He's still out there, right around 35% of CBS Sports leagues. If you can find him, get him and start him, and I like him better than Lamar Jackson.
Wow, we're talking with Dave Richard, our CBSSports.com fantasy football guru. Dave, if you're dealing with buys for a tight end this week, where are you turning?
There were two guys that did very well last week that I think are going to be the hot pickup off the waiver wire. Those are Darren Fells with the Texans,
yep.
Jonnu Smith with the Titans, and we're presuming that Jonnu Smith will still be the Titans' starting tight end. We don't know if Delanie Walker is going to play or not. He's dealing with an ankle injury. So when you go to make your waiver claims, Fells has to be first. It's just the way it is. I think Jonnu Smith might end up having the better week, but Fells has to be first because we know he's going to play a lot for the Texans. We do not know how much Jonnu Smith will play, although you can make the assumption that he could be involved even if Delanie Walker does play. There's a third tight end that you could go and look at, although it's probably going to make you feel a little sick to your stomach. It's Jason Witten going up against the Giants.
Ooh.
Favorable matchup. He's got a great track record against the G-men. Should be a game where the Cowboys put up a lot of points. So at the very least, he can get you 8 points in the PPR on a 3-for-50 type of stat line. And at the very most, he can do better than that and score against the Giants, which makes him a top 12 tight end.
Dave, speaking of tight ends, Zach Ertz has been a huge disappointment this year. I mean, he's on pace for 850 yards, which is, you know, okay, but only two touchdowns. You know, last year he had almost 1,200 yards at eight. He's averaged eight touchdowns the last 2 years. I know he hasn't been terrible, but he's been a big disappointment. What, you expecting better in the second half?
He's given you 8 fantasy points in his last 3 games combined.
Yeah.
That qualifies as terrible. And I think that he's got to get up off the mat from that. He can bounce back, but I don't think he's going to suddenly become a top 3 tight end the rest of the season. If you can get somebody in your league to overpay for him, maybe somebody's been streaming tight ends,
yeah,
and you would rather stream tight ends, or you have a second tight end along with Ertz, and you can turn Ertz into a decent starter for your team, I think you should do it, because eventually Deshaun Jackson's going to come back. And the Eagles like using their running backs in the passing game already. They're going to continue to use them. And the schedule isn't going to get any easier for Philadelphia. So there's a lot of cause for concern for Zach Ertz over the balance of the season, to where he's not, you know, a sell high. Forget it. You can't sell high. He might just be a straight-up sell.
All right, Dave, let's get to some fan questions. You ready?
I woke up ready.
All right, very good. Andrew said, would you trade Chris Carson for Derek Henry and Alexander Mattison?
That seems about fair, you know.
He's got Cook. He's got
Cook. It's not great.
Yeah.
Right. If he's got Cook and that's what you have to do to get Mattison, I guess that's fine, but I would almost rather find somebody on your bench that's, you know, a decent potential starter and flip him for Mattison straight up.
Timmy says, flex PPR, Sutton, Eckler, James White.
I'm going to go with White first, and then I think I'm probably going to take Eckler second. I am concerned about Cortland Sutton's workload now that Brandon Allen is under center. We're talking about a quarterback who's never played in a regular season NFL. snap. He's been okay, but I'm concerned about the quality of targets and the volume of targets that Courtland Sutton's going to get 15-plus yards downfield. That was a no-brainer for Flacco. That's what Flacco does. I don't know if Flacco plays again in a Broncos uniform after what's going on with him. With his comments after the game last week, and now his neck is apparently giving him some trouble. It has ruined Sutton's value in fantasy.
Brandon tweets, I've got Goff and Breeze looking to trade Goff. What should I expect to get back?
Maybe the first thing you should do is trade Goff for a quarterback that you can use this week, and so you'd have to find somebody in your league that's got two quarterbacks who are playing this week, and then they would trade you the quarterback that they don't want in exchange for Goff. If you're looking for a non-quarterback to trade, maybe it's Ertz, believe it or not. Like, that's the type of value that you're looking to get for Zach Ertz, is someone who is, you know, for a quarterback position, we know that Jared Goff is a top 12 type of a guy, but quarterbacks are typically devalued when it comes to trade.
Bo tweets, Stafford or Prescott?
Dax is my number one quarterback this week. I really like them both. This is somebody who should make a trade. If you've got both of those guys on your fantasy squad,
right?
You don't necessarily need Stafford the rest of the season. Dak is coming off of his bye, so theoretically he would be your starter for the rest of 2019. And you can get something pretty good for Stafford right now in trade because he's playing so well. And his numbers are going to continue to stay hot, and I think Dak's are too. Dak is the one I would start this week, and Stafford is somebody you could try selling high on.
Brett asks, Kyler Murray or Ryan Tannehill?
It's Tannehill.
Wow.
I've already done the research on this. The 49ers gave up, I think it was three touchdowns in week seven, and then, or no, it's not the 49ers. It's whatever. Forget what I just said. The 49ers are great against the pass. They've only allowed five passing touchdowns all year.
Right.
And it wasn't three in one given week.
It was
all at the beginning of the season. I don't think that this is the set. They haven't allowed a passing touchdown since week three. They are awesome. And Kyler Murray, with that bad offensive line, he's going to be under duress all game long. I don't think he's going to be able to run for a lot. And he's only had one multi-touchdown game. In fact, he's only had one game with a touchdown, period, once in his last five.
Hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. All right, Xavier, this is from Xavier. It says, Preston Williams.
No.
I'm calling you Xavier for a second.
Just don't call me Preston Williams. I'm already answering no.
I mean, three terrible players to choose from. I'm hoping it's a really deep league. Tariq Cohen, Preston Williams, or Corey Davis?
I guess I'd go with, I don't even like Davis there. I guess I'd go with Cohen.
Yeah.
And hope that the Bears throw to him more against Philadelphia. We've seen the Eagles struggle with pass-catching running backs for quite a while this year. Some receiver replacements for Xavier to go after would be Deontay Johnson with the Steelers. I like him. He's got the wrong Dolphins receiver if he's got Preston Williams. I think Devontae Parker is the better talent. Danny Amendola. Listen to this. Think about this, Bull. Remember when Golden Tate was a thing in Detroit? Got a ton of targets.
Yes, I do.
Who can't remember that?
Yeah. Right.
So, and that's when they couldn't run the ball. So Golden Tate in the slot was an extension of their run game.
Right.
I think Danny Amendola was that for the Lions last week. Because, you know, they threw all these running backs at their run game.
They'll stink.
Ty Johnson. I don't know if Ty Johnson totally stinks. I'm willing to give him another chance. But the rest of those guys stink. Let's face it. But Amendola did not stink. And he got a lot of catches early on.
Right.
And they kind of established him as an extension of the run game. And I wonder if they're going to keep doing that. And for that reason alone, it's worth adding Danny Amendola off waivers this week, but particularly in PPR leagues.
What is going on with Larry Fitzgerald? He's been a disaster the last few weeks. Is that going to continue?
He almost had a touchdown last week.
Yeah.
He couldn't get both feet in. It was a great throw by Kyler Murray. He managed to beat his coverage on that play, but he's not getting enough of those types of targets. He only has six end zone targets through the first however many eight games that he's played this season. It's ugly. It's really bad. The Cardinals are really, really bad inside the red zone. I think they're the worst team as far as red zone touchdowns this year. And it's helped Zane Gonzalez, but it's hurt Larry Fitzgerald. He cannot be trusted, period, end of story. With 20 yards in his last two games combined, you can find another wide receiver to go with than Larry. Christian Kirk on his own team, much better.
All right, Dak or Deshaun?
Dak is number one. Deshaun's got a terrible track record against Jacksonville. He hasn't had a multi-touchdown game against the Jaguars in his career. Is it enough for people in general to sit Deshaun? Of course not. But against Dak Prescott, I'd rather have Dak.
All right, let's go rapid fire here, Dave. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Josh Allen is definitely not the answer. Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Kenyon Drake, Golden Tate, or Scary Terry, half-point PPR needs one.
Golden Tate, you mentioned. That was the second name, Bill.
Yeah, Golden Tate, Kenyon Drake, that's Scary Terry. Okay, Golden Tate.
Yeah, that's the one.
And Rick tweets, non-PPR league, 6 points for a touchdown, 1 point for every 15 yards receiving. Would you trade Tyreek Hill straight up for Josh Jacobs?
Read those things real quick.
Tyreek Hill for Josh Jacobs, non-PPR, 6 points for a TD, 1 point
for
15
yeah.
yards.
The Hillside wins.
Hill's better.
Patrick Mahomes is going to be back soon. He'll be fine.
Yeah, he will. All right, Dave, good stuff as always. Got the new trade chart up. Doing the show tonight?
Show tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on CBSSportsHQ.com. You can stream it on anything that gets Wi-Fi, and we'll help you set your waivers so you can beat up your friends in fantasy anyway in week number 9.
Dave, sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
Dustin, get a quarterback already.
I'm trying, buddy. I'm trying. Thank you.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.